I know Father's got to rush off early today, so I won't keep you long. I don't know how many of you have been watching The Woman in the Wall. Anyone? Interesting, isn't it? Last part tonight. It's interesting because it's one of the things that has captivated most of Ireland. I don't know how many of you have seen the film Philomena. Yeah? Anyone seen Philomena? One or two. Again, it's intriguing because it's all about a girl who has a child. And when she was pregnant and her parents found out she was pregnant, they sent her to the convent where she could have the child. Resemblance of, what was it called, the Magdalene convents? Yeah? Or the Magdalene laundry. So it's a similar situation. And the woman never ever forgot she gave birth to that child, who had then been put up for adoption to a couple in America. And this woman, all the way through her life, was concerned and worried about her child, who was called Anthony. And she went and tried to find out where Anthony was later in life. But she went to the convent and they'd give her no information. But eventually she found out that he'd been sent to a couple in Ireland, from Ireland to America. Martin Sixsmith, I think it was, actually helped her in her search for her child. And then what happened was basically she couldn't find him, but she still never forgot him. But after more work with the help of Martin Sixsmith, she found that he had had a very successful career in politics, I think. I'm sure it's politics. And he then died of AIDS. Subsequently, she found out that before he died, he'd been to Ireland to search for his roots. And after searching for his roots, without much success, he went back to America and died of AIDS. Eventually, with the help of Martin Sixsmith, she found the order of sisters who had sent her child to America, and in particular one sister. So she said to Martin Sixsmith, "Do you think I can go and see her?" So they went to see her. And she, at this time now, was in a wheelchair. And she says to the sister, "I forgive you." Not the type of thing you would think with such a deed that had been done. But I think long before she'd met this sister, she decided in her heart to forgive her. So when she actually met this sister, she found it much easier to say, "I forgive you." I wonder how many of us could do that, to offer forgiveness when they have been wronged so badly. What Jesus is saying to us today in the gospel is, no matter what hurt you receive from someone else, you have to look into your own heart to seek forgiveness for the person that's wronged you. And we've all come across situations where, even in families, close families, hurt is kept going because people can't forgive. I'm not saying they should forget, but they do need to forgive, because we cannot ask forgiveness of the Lord if we don't forgive others. And remember, he forgave the very people who crucified him on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. It's a hard message, a difficult message, because it's not human nature to forgive. It's more like human nature is to repay evil with evil. So let's hope that at this Eucharist today, we receive the grace to help us seek forgiveness for any wrongs done to us and for any wrongs done by us. So as we leave today, maybe just take time out to think about the ones who we can forgive, no matter, even if they do not forgive you. It's got to come from our hearts, our own hearts. It's a choice of forgiveness that we have to make.